Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, actually, folks, this show is not pre-recorded. It's a live show. I guess that was April Fool joke that Aaron pulled on us, all of us there today. So we'll just go with go with live here. And if you'd like to try it, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Sorry about the foul up there at the end of the last hour. Nothing we could do here. Our internet went off here at the house, our server. And Robin's trying to get it back. Hopefully we're broadcasting over the air. Sounds okay to me. How about you, Aaron? Robin is working to fix the problem on our end here. But, you know, at least we've got this part so far. So how about a test caller, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Folks, if you're texting, I know you've been. Some of you have been texting. Text us and tell us you're hearing us okay. You know the number. And we'll just keep going. Live radio, never a dull moment, right? So, anyway, yep, we heard from a few people. And, oh, man. Anyway, nothing we can do about it. Hey, look, Robin, it looks like you're back, right?
TV's still out.
TV's out, internet's back. Okay. All right, how about a test phone call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is okay. Well, thank you for that. I got a text. Somebody says okay now. That's good. What else we got? Okay. What were we talking about? We were talking about rearrangements within DNR. Lynn Fegley, as far as I know, is still acting fisheries director. Not sure where that's going, what's happening with the new administration on that. It's got a lot of positions within the state to fill, and we'll just keep trying to work through the maze of the new administration when we're trying to communicate with the folks. So there it is. What was I going to say? I don't know what else is going on in the outdoors right now. I know that the people are fired up when it comes to this new fishery that's been created in Maryland, which is the snakehead and the invasive species and things like that. The governor's requested federal assistance to deal with particularly blue catfish and snakeheads. And I think I've told you what the problem was there, that there's no market, there's no money in blue catfish. The federal inspection is, an issue. Having to have a federal inspector on board when you're processing a blue catfish. And millions of pounds get processed, and people are finding how good it is and how delicious it is, as well as the snakeheads. The issue of the snakehead, I talked to a restaurant owner this week, and he said, I don't like them.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood...
Karen, what's going on?
We're just going to have one of those days.
We're going to have one of those days.
We love you all. Just know that.
Off again, on again. No. Okay. Are we on now, Aaron? Okay. What are you playing? I'm on. Okay, I thought you were playing a commercial. No. Okay. What commercial did you play? Oh, so that's all we got done was the first 5 seconds. Good grief. I can't keep up. Is our internet fixed yet, Robin?
It's in and out.
In and out, I know.
That's the reason I said you might just want to stay on the phone.
Yeah, we'll be all right here for now. If we go out again, Aaron's got it covered. He knows we have a possibility of going off again, and he's ready with a commercial. Okay. Speaking of commercial, let's talk about a couple of folks, including Backyard Billy's. You know, grass is getting green. I noticed the grass is getting green all over the place, and, you know, it's happening real quick, and it's the temperatures and everything else going on. And you look out there in your backyard, and your grill's, your sad-looking barbecue grill sitting over there rusting to death, and your poor picnic table's about ready to collapse. It's time for a trip to Backyard Billy's. You put it off long enough. Summer's here. Spring's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. You know, it's ready to do a, you're ready to do a crab feast for opening day of crab season this right now today. And Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood, outdoor patio furniture, indestructible stuff, including tables and chairs, especially over 300 Adirondack chairs. You know, if you have a lot of guests over or a lot of family, you might want to get a half dozen of those chairs and put them on your deck or put them in your backyard, and it'll make it look good and place for everybody to sit. You know, they've got gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds at Backyard Billy's Backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And in the same side, the same room as the barbecue grills, and a little bit behind them is the pellet stoves, the gas fireplace inserts, the you know, all that stuff, because they are the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. You'll find fire pits. You'll find fire rings. You'll find all kinds of accessories for your outdoor living space. All that at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBillys.com. They're open 7 days a week. Call 410-827-4500. That number, 410-827-4500, if you have a question. They're Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Hey, you know your backyard? It's going to look just great. It's going to look just absolutely fantastic. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Their phone number is 410-242-6108. They are ready. Are you groaning over there, Robin?
Did I really? I'm sorry.
What, am I boring you here talking about Clyde's?
Not at all. I love Clyde's.
Oh, my gosh, Robin. All right.
I love Clyde's.
I know. So if you're looking for a rod and reel combo, if you're looking for, you know, a rod and reel combo for the kids, stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. They've got it. They've got the Shakespeare rods and reels. They've got the Ugly Stick. They've got the Pfluger rods and reels. They've got those President Series spinning reels from Pfluger. They've got the Penn spinning reels, the Battle 3 Series, the one line on your spools. You know, anything you need for fishing, crabbing, hunting is available at Clyde's Sports Shop. Live bait, minnows. Those big salties for the bigger fish, the big snakehead baits. You can find all that at Clyde Sports Shop.
What phone is a big salty?
A black salty is a big, giant minnow.
Thank you.
It's kind of like a it's in the same family, I believe, as koi.
Thank you. I just never heard of it. Thank you for that.
Yeah, they're raised on a farm in Arkansas.
Awesome. That's good to know that.
3 to 5 inches and fat, like almost like a sunfish.
Thank you very much.
But it is a minnow, and they are used for large fish. Big bass eat them. Snakeheads love them. So, they're a soft ray fish. They don't have any spiny dorsal fin or anything like that. But, if you're going after big fish, big bait, that's what you use. Okay. Phone number is 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. 410-242-6108. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Website is ClydeSports.com. They're up 7 days a week. Whew. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
All right.
That song makes me happy.
That takes us back to our ute.
Yeah, but I guess that's why it makes me happy.
Yep, no question about it. We got some callers on the line. We've got, let's see who's on the line first here. Pete in Severn. Good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Robin. Good morning, Al. Nice to hear your voices again. Sorry you're having those logistical problems.
We are a little bit.
Thank you. It's nice
hey,
to be right.
I saw something interesting, a post that somebody had this fish on a pier, and it looked kind of strange. It looked almost like a sheephead. And what the DNR said it was the snakehead and crappie are hybridizing right now.
Oh.
Really interesting. Yeah, it was a crappie. You could see the it was a black crappie, but the back end of it, about the back half of it, had the snakehead markings.
Sounds like an April Fool's joke to me, buddy.
Well, it didn't seem like it. Showed pictures of it. It didn't look like it was put together, but wouldn't that be cool to have a 10-pound crappie to eat that had some snakehead meat in it?
No, that wouldn't be cool at all. I mean, nature is sometimes strange. I mean, like the grizzly bears and polar bears crossbreeding on the edge of their respective territories. But the crappie and the snakehead, no thanks. Yeah. I mean, look, I like the crappie fish. They're a lot of fun. And my biggest one was out of Deep Creek Lake, 14.5 inches, black crappie, which, yeah, it was a nice crappie. You know, some of the fish I caught, I'd really like to have the mounts of some of the fish I caught. That's one of them, you know.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to catch a 14.5-inch crappie up in the Transquaking.
Yeah.
Fishing for snakeheads with minnows, and this thing took off, and I thought, well, this isn't fighting like a snakehead, but, yeah, it was 14.5, beautiful fish.
Oh, they're gorgeous, no question.
I love crappie fishing. If I could only do one kind of fishing,
Crappie fishing? Really? That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I like the little head shake they give you. And,
yeah.
You know, they're kind of a challenge.
Yeah.
It's all good though. It's
sure. Well, hey, look, if you know of anybody you think might like to advertise in our new publication, it's bigazzfish.com, BIGAZZFISH.com, and it's focused on snakeheads, blue cats, flathead catfish, and carp. And we've got some pretty respectable folks writing for us and contributing to the magazine, so we're pretty happy about all that. So.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'm in several different fishing clubs, and you know, guys like Frank and Newsletter and all that might be interested. Yeah, that was cool. Okay, good talking to you. Have a great day.
All right, Pete. Thanks for the call. Enjoy your crappy snakehead, crappy crossbreed. So there we go.
I know. I'm looking it up.
I know. Let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Hi, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan, Robin. I bring you peace and smooth sailing for the rest of the show.
We need it.
We need all the help we can get.
We sure need it, that's for sure. Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to talk about a discovery that was discovered here in our house.
Okay.
My husband brought it to me. It belonged to his dad. It's a 12-inch ruler. Okay, I was fascinated with it. On one side, of course, it has an advertisement, and it says, "Enjoy Shenley, S-C-H-E-N-L-E-Y, Whiskies of Elegance." Okay?
Okay.
It's dated 1955.
Wow.
This 12-inch ruler. And it has on the other side, Maryland Fishing Seasons. And it has different categories of fish and the minimum weight and the time of year that's best to fish.
That's pretty
they
cool.
They have a category for bass, a category for perch, and a category for snag. Anyway. And,
what was the last one?
Shad.
Oh, shad. Okay.
Shad, I'm sorry. They're so tiny. I had my glasses and everything. It's fascinating, and it tells you in one section for you to look at Angler's Guide for official information and exceptions, okay?
Yep.
Then it has a section that says, it is unlawful to fish in the Potomac River from May 1st to May 31st in the following counties. Garrett, Allegheny, Washington, Frederick, and Montgomery County. And it has so much information about the different categories of fish on this 12-inch ruler.
That's amazing. Somebody put a lot of time
what
into
was
that.
The I'm just curious again. What did you say the name of the company was?
Okay, I'll turn it back over. It's Essence and Sam, C-H-E-N-L-E-Y. Whiskies of Elegance.
Wonder if that was made in Baltimore.
I'm looking it up.
There's there's still a distillery there. So
I'm looking it up.
Right over
I thought
by,
that would be interesting.
Yeah,
thank you for that, Fran.
Right over by Clyde's, as a matter of fact.
Elegant Shinley's.
Wait. No, it's not made in Baltimore. Wait a minute. It says on that side, New York City.
New York City, okay.
Yeah.
I was just thinking out loud, you know, since we have...
Right. That was an interesting thought.
1955.
Well, I was fascinated with how they broke it down, and it's so tiny, but they really covered everything a fisherman would need to know about
yeah.
the best time to fish for that category.
That's
and
pretty
what,
funny.
You know, and what counties you could not fish, you know, could not fish in the Potomac.
Wonder why the non-tidal Potomac was closed for a month. That's very interesting. Probably because of the smallmouth bass spawn would be my thought. You know, that would be the only thing I would think.
It came through New York, okay, that whiskey, but it's actually Canadian whiskey, all brewed in Canada.
Okay.
Just curious. It's really interesting. Sorry.
Robin likes to go online and investigate stuff she doesn't know anything about.
You know, that's something good to, you know, investigate and let us know anything extra she finds.
I will. Sure. Sounds good to me. Very nice. Well, very nice, friend. That's a nice find. That would you've got a little taste of history there. You got a little advertising piece. You got a little fishing collectible there. Right. You know, people would pay you well for that little ruler. So
yeah.
Hang on
Actually,
to it.
Actually, I'm looking it up.
Well, we will.
Hang on.
All
to
right.
It.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
and
you, dear.
As I
appreciate
said,
the call.
Smooth sailing.
Smooth. Let's hope. Let's hope we do.
So. There is actually one on eBay for $13.
What? One of those rulers?
Uh-huh. Oh, is it? Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Well, hey, you got $13 if you ever need
it. But it's a neat ruler.
No. We would always keep this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Has it got a little metal piece in it for cutting and drawing and stuff on the top?
No.
Okay, that came out then. They used to have one.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What, like straight edge rod?
You know, this rulers used to have that little gold piece.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But no, it doesn't seem to have that. It
gotcha.
Looks like it's all wood.
Okay.
That's really cool. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yep, we appreciate that.
No problem. Okay. My pleasure.
You take all care.
Right.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. How about that?
That is really cool.
Very cool. So.
Actually, this is a charity selling this one, so that's really neat.
Okay,
sorry about that. I digress.
You're just into it. You're into your research, which is good, which is really good.
I digress.
What kind of dogs did you send me to look at the other day?
Mini Aussies.
They were homely.
They are not. I used to raise them. Don't you say that. I never raised the minis. I raised the large ones.
They look like a Mugwai. At least the pictures did.
Maryland one goes for $28. Two go for $28. They're $14. I'm sorry. They were adorable. They're not the. I like the Merrills better. There weren't any Merrills in there, but I used to raise Aussies. So.
I know.
But full grown
Aussies. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, you won't find any of those around here now. Just that goofy, whatever we got.
Burn-a-doodle,
that one, yeah. And then the other little monster. Hey, you know, Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 here in Easton. I mean, just right around the corner here. Next street down, right, Robin? And that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And you know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, from your backyard to your barnyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, all the farm machinery, your lawnmower, even your wheelbarrow has a tire. They've got a tire for that. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on or any light comes on, drive it in. They'll take care of you. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. And Robin, too. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. You can call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That number again, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service, and we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery.
When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
We'll soon be dragging the line out there in the bay, that's for sure, after those big old trophy stripers, that's for sure.
Aren't you enjoying the music
today? I do. I always like our music. We pick some
today's
good stuff.
Today's just, for some reason, really good.
Yep. So we need some phone callers, though. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are staying in touch with folks. Did we not talk to Jamie in Catonsville? Let's talk to Jamie in Catonsville. Jamie, thanks for holding on through the break. We appreciate it.
Hey, good people. Thanks for taking my call.
You're good.
It would be an April Fool's joke that we found out that Biden and Kamala had IQs greater than Fran. But that's not going to happen. That lady's just,
I'm sorry.
Like her.
I love Fran.
I'm trying to figure out, when I'm catching bass, should I look the number one hook? What's the best hook size? And should it be long or should it be a short one with the same hook size? What do you guys recommend?
What kind of fishing are you doing for bass? I mean, are you doing live bait? Are you doing artificial lures? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a good question because the worm, just putting a worm on there, night crawler. In fact, you could answer the question, which is better, red worms or night crawlers, because I'm trying to keep them on the damn hook. I don't know if the barb is the best thing because they still want to get off there. So
okay.
If I use live bait, worm.
If you're using live bait, all right. And you're catching bass, are you releasing them or are you keeping them?
Oh, no, I release them.
Okay. First thing to do, and if you're, if you're using a, for worm fishing, for largemouth bass, which is not as fun as artificial lures, quite frankly. But because, you know, you're not losing the worm every time you cast. You're just throwing a nice bait out there and working it back. But the question, to answer your question, use as big a hook as you can get away with. Now, I would go with something like an Eagle Claw bait holder hook that has the two little barbs on the back of the hook that keep the bait from coming off.
Perfect.
Number two, maybe, or bigger. And the reason I'm going to tell you is this. The main barb towards the point of the hook, if you're going to release those fish, push that down. Take your pliers and push that barb down or file it off.
Okay? Gotcha.
That barb has nothing to do with keeping the fish on the hook.
I gotcha.
That barb has everything to do with selling fishing hooks that look like they keep the fish on the hook. Tension of your line, the tension of your line and the bend of the hook is what keeps the fish hooked.
I gotcha.
Okay. So if you're worried about keeping your bait on, those two little barbs on the back, they won't get caught on the fish. They won't get caught in the gut or the throat of the fish. And if you do hook a fish deep, then without the front barb on there, you can back that hook out without harming the fish.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, that's it. I appreciate you. You guys have a nice day.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Take care.
I know you like lures. I just love live bait.
I know. I like live bait from certain situations, you know. I do. I like fishing live bait. I like fishing live minnows for a lot of different things. I'll never forget, and I keep saying this. I tell this story fairly often. I don't know if all of our listeners have heard it or not, but when my dad was still with us, and this is many years ago because he's been gone since 1999, but back in the, I guess, mid-90s, early 90s, we had a boat. We took it out to Deep Creek Lake, and we were fishing for walleyes. Johnny's bait house was still in existence, and we had fished all day and caught nothing. And we pulled into Johnny's bait house to see what was going on, and two fellas from West Virginia had two walleyes on the table. And our eyeballs about popped out of our head. One of them was over 30 inches long. And we found out they caught them on hellbenders. They were trolling for deep for bass, and they caught them on a lure called a hellbender. Showed us what they were, a frog pattern. And, of course, we all had them back in the day. The fellow looks at me and goes, "Y'all know what kind of fish these here are?" I said, "Yeah, that's a walleye." We got into a whole bunch of them. Some of them bigger than that broke off. I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, you're into trophy walleyes, and you don't even know what you're fishing for. And we've been out here drowning minnows for them all day, and you guys are catching them." But it was, you know, that was one part of the day. Well, we had drowned a bunch of minnows, but we still had plenty left. We had a little bit of time left at the end of the day. So we pulled in under the 219 bridge, and there used to be a nice weed bed right there. And we pulled to the edge of the weed bed, and we started fishing our minnows. And whatever we did right, because we couldn't keep the fish off the hook. We caught just about everything in the lake except trout. We caught pickerel. We caught crappie. We caught smallmouth. We caught rock bass. We caught perch. You name it, we caught it on those minnows, and we had one of the best days fishing my dad and I ever had. And it was just a great time and a great memory, that's for sure. So, yeah, I like fishing with live bait. I do. I don't mind fishing with worms either. I prefer right now for the bigger smallmouth and so forth, I prefer to go with, you know, whoever I'm going with at the time, whatever they use, I use. And I've geared up over the last 15 years for a lot of, you know, smallmouth fishing, even though I only go once a year. I love it. But, you know, I like fishing for anything. I got to go crappie fishing on the Potomac with former fisheries director Tom O'Connell a few years ago. Had a great day. Caught some big crappie. And, you know, I just love to fish. And I miss it. And I'm going back to it this year. I told Robin the other day, I said, I'm going to start fishing more this year than we had. This getting back into running a fishing magazine, again, it's inspiring me to do more fishing. So, right, Robin?
We will have fun because I love to fish.
Yep. I might go next week. I'm thinking about going next week. I would have gone today, but somebody had to do a radio show. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Mark in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a joke for you.
Go for it.
Please, we need it.
A little late for St. Patrick's Day, but what do you call a green piece of corn from Ireland?
I don't know.
A leprechaun.
Oh, Mark. Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Come on. Come on. You can do a little better than that. Robin, where's your joke book?
In my purse. I got to find it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, yeah, a leprechaun. We'll let you get away with it, but
that's an original. You can use that.
That is an original.
Yes.
Oh, well.
We know why.
Good morning, John.
Morning, John.
I love it when you guys do that. You have a super day. Okay, you made my morning.
Thanks, Mark.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
I love our listeners. You know that?
They're great. They really are. You know, some of them stopped by the booth at the show the other day. It was great meeting some of them.
It was wonderful. And I, like I said, John, I'll never get over the fact I slept through seeing you. I can't believe it.
You did. You did. We'll make a trip up there. We'll surprise them one day.
Go to lunch with them.
That'd be good. We owe a lot of people lunches. You know that?
I know. I'm just sitting here thinking, you better not go fishing when I got the grandkids.
Oh, that's when I'm definitely going. We got to get our grandson out there fishing this year.
I know. I mean, he bowled last night.
I know.
Our little three-year-old, he went and he did the little thing that pushes the ball down so you get, you know, the kids got a chance.
Yeah.
It was so cool. We didn't get to go. It was a birthday party for a friend of ours' daughter. And he was the only little kid there. And everybody helped him out. And he thought he was – and he learned he had to go sit down while other people bowled. When his turn, he could get up. And nice. Only one time did he get a little confused about that.
Gotcha.
He just had a – the smile on his face just absolutely made my night.
Mm-hmm. No question.
But that's because we have the best grandchildren in the entire world.
You oh, yeah, okay.
You
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
know
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
right.
I know you're right. Okay, I gotcha. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we will take your call here. I think we're done with the live commercials. Why don't we finish up our commercials there, Aaron, and we'll go from there, and that'll give a caller time to get on the line, okay? All right. We'll be right back.
Is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, an old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. On a ridge he rested as he went along his way. But all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky. And up a cloudy draw,
their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the skies. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yay!
Mistake there.
Ghost Riders in the Sky. Great song.
Who sings that? I know the voice. I've just drawn a blank.
Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was the two of them together. I got ready to say something from something they said on there by accident. It's a quote from a movie that I can't say on the air.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
I was going along with it, and then those words came on, and I almost said it. I'm like, ah!
Don't do that.
I didn't.
Okay.
I was a good girl.
We got a question here from Eileen. It said, is shad fish in season, and is it found in Maryland waters? I don't fish, but I want to know if stores would carry it. There are some seafood stores that carry shad. It is not legal to catch or keep here in Maryland. The commercial part of the fishery, I believe, is in New York State. Shad is available, and shad roe is available. And as a matter of fact, one of our callers, Dale, loves shad roe, which is in season right now. So, yes, some of your stores would carry it, but recreationally, we are not allowed to fish for it here. We're allowed to fish for it, but we're not allowed to keep any shad, herring, or any of those types of fish here in Maryland because the population is so low. But people love to fish for American shad on the Potomac. They love to fish for American shad on the Susquehanna. The hickory shad are in some of the tributaries, and that's the one that Dale and I like to fish for and that Robin took me to school on.
Yes.
When I took her fishing for the first time.
First time I ever went with you.
First time you ever went with me, and it was the first time you ever fished for hickory shad.
Yes.
Yes.
It was, and it was great, and I had fun, and I did school your tushy.
Yeah, you did. You schooled me. No question about it. Right. Hey, we got Captain Dawn on the line.
Okay.
Good morning. Dawn, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Robin and Alan.
Good morning.
That was Johnny Cash, right?
Yep.
Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. Yeah.
I'm
not sure if they were all on this. If they did it by themselves, or there was an album out called The Outlaws or something like that, if I remember
right. I think they did it all together.
It's possible. It was Waylon Jennings and...
Highwaymen, that's it. Thank you. I thought that was right.
Highwaymen.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. So. Well, you were talking about pushing down the barbs, and for the first time in my life, we were pushing down barbs the month of March.
Right.
Using only six rods and reels to catch those big rockfish in the bay.
Right.
And apparently it was a very, very good year. I've never done it. It's the first year for me. But some of the old-timers said it's like one of the best years they've seen, and they think it's a indication of good things to come and hopefully in the bay this year.
A good year.
The numbers don't support that. But,
sure. We had a great
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What were you saying? You had a great early season?
Yeah, we're looking forward to that trophy season, you know, the March 1st thing. And I've never done that, really. But
you mean the May 1st season?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You've never done it?
No, I've never gone after the big ones. Some of my buddies have. You know, they're all rigged up with the big lures and all that. But
yeah.
Usually get involved with a little bit after that.
Sure.
But,
I'm looking forward to see how you do with that.
We're publishing an article. I'm not sure if it's an opinion piece, but it's a blog. A fellow who's an attorney out of New York State, he's very, very involved in fisheries management, especially coastal fisheries management. And he stays pretty much New York, New Jersey area. But he wrote a blog that Marty Gary, Potomac Rivers Fisheries Commission, shared online a while back, a couple weeks ago, about the invasive blue catfish and its effect on the Chesapeake Bay. And he put it out there that 14 different species have suffered losses in the numbers with the advent of the spread of the blue catfish in the Chesapeake area.
Hmm.
Where they overlap as far as their spawning areas are concerned.
Right.
And we, you know, working on this invasive magazine is pretty interesting. We have a young man up in Northeast Maryland who wrote a story about growing up fishing. And right now he's focused on, he fishes bass tournaments. He loves to bass fish, but he loves to snakehead and he loves to fish for blue cats as well. And he does his own, he's only 18, but he does his own research when he opens up those blue cats. And he's found yellow perch, white perch, blue crabs, minnows, and a lot of different species in the guts of these blue catfish. And these are not giant cats. These are 20 pound. These are not the, you know, 50, 60, 70 pound fish. These are, and they're like a vacuum machine. I mean, the mouth on them's a foot wide when they get pretty good size, and they just eat everything. And they're not a bottom feeder like most catfish. These are very aggressive top tier predator fish, and they'll track down a perch or a shad or anything else and eat it, you know, just like, you know, cotton candy. And they'll just suck it in and it's gone, you know. So
yeah.
And the watermen are concerned about, you know, they're concerned about the cow-nose ray and their effect on the blue crab. Well, they should be more concerned about the blue catfish, quite frankly. So.
Well, in that analysis that you referred to, how does that compare to the snakehead, the blue cat versus the snakehead? Because I don't hear as much about the snakehead as I used to. Everything seems to be the drug infiltration of the blue cats.
One of the top fishermen and writers on that subject is a fellow by the name of Joe Bruce. Used to have Fisherman's Edge Fly Shop over there in Catonsville. You know, known him for, again, like 40 years. Joe's writing an article on snakeheads for us, and he basically said, "Be grateful, because now we have a top tier predator sport fish, and they seem to be coexisting in their environment with, you know, the species that they were concerned about them wiping out, like the largemouth bass and the crappies and things like that. And they seem to be coexisting with the other species and not eating everything that, you know, the fry of other fish. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't seen any research yet on the gut studies on the snakeheads, what they're actually eating. But he seems to think they're not as big of a problem as they're made out to be. That's one man's opinion. I don't know what DNR's take is. They're still saying you should kill them, get them out of the water. They're invasive. You know, there's going to be a lot of federal money thrown at them here shortly. But the bigger threat, in particular to the striped bass, is going to be that blue catfish.
Yeah, the DNR is recommending. It doesn't require, it recommends not killing like the blue catfish when you catch them. Certainly don't transport them from one body of water
right.
to another.
Right.
But when you see these online YouTubes of what they're doing with these, when they're a lot of these guys are just putting them right back, where they catch these huge blue cats and they put them right back. And I'm talking about the Susquehanna.
Yep.
And the Potomac.
Yep.
I don't see too much in the bay, but because I'm kind of fascinated with it, because I've caught some blue cats out here
yep.
in the Patapsco. Nothing. And down in the bay, trolling. It's crazy. You'll be trolling
yeah.
for rockfish, and then, man, it's like you're bringing up a cinder block.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a cottage industry out there of guides who are specializing in them now, and we're tracking down a bunch of them. So, you know,
yeah.
the bow fishing and the fishing for the invasives is, I mean, it all helps. Talked to one fellow who's focused on one of the rivers in the bay, and
uh-huh.
I think last year they took like 800 snakeheads out of there, and
yeah.
they're noticing that they're decreasing the population to some degree. There's still plenty there, but they think that their harvest efforts have been good. And there's another fascinating aspect of it, which is gigging, either from a boat or by wading. In amongst the shallow water, and using a big, like a pitchfork to catch them, the snakeheads.
Wow.
Yeah, they put they use the sharpened barbs, but then they also outfit the a couple of those barbs, two or three of them, you know, I mean the points, they outfit them with those bow fishing tips that have the wire, the, you know, the two-way wire, you know, it's got the V in it, and that holds them on that holds them on the gig, and then they can just reverse those and take the fish off. But and that can be a wintertime activity. Go ahead.
No, before we run out of time, I just want to say one thing real quick. Have you ever, and I don't remember the name of it, gold trout?
Yeah.
I saw a fish the other day, the boy that we were talking about caught, and it was a golden trout. Have you ever seen one, Don?
No.
It was, you have to send him a picture of
it,
Alan.
Yep.
It was absolutely the most beautiful, weird-looking fish I have ever seen. I didn't know we had fish that looked like that around here.
Well, it's a male, and when the salmon spawn, trout are salmonoids. When salmon spawn, the males get that hooked jaw, and this fish had that. And I'll send you a picture, Dawn. It was pretty incredible looking.
I've never seen anything like it. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
no question.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, let's start calling the snakehead the what? What are we going to call the snakehead?
I'm not sure. Shanagar. I know what you're going to call him.
The
Shanagar.
That sounds a lot better than snakehead, doesn't it?
And by the way,
when you were having that problem earlier in the broadcast, we were having a little thunder shower over here on the Western Shore.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if the weather had anything to do with what's going on over there.
It's possible. You know, it gets cloudy over here. The internet goes off.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay, well, you all have a wonderful weekend.
All right, buddy. Thank you. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You have a super one.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. There he goes. Robin.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. And when the weather's good, take a young one fishing. It'll help you, help them, and it'll make your heart happy.